From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Remember in school when you learned how mortgages work or what compound interest was? No? Well, neither did the students KUOW's Hannah Byrne talked to at the University of Washington campus.
What is compound interest?
I would not have any idea, unfortunately. It sounds, I have no idea.
Can you explain how a mortgage works?
I cannot.
What is compound interest?
I do not know what that is.
Do you know what compound interest is?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Can you explain what an IRA is?
IRA? That's something with taxes? I don't know. Nope, I can't. I cannot. I have no idea what an IRA is.
I don't know either.
Just a few of the voices Hannah Byrne heard from the University of Washington campus, and it's not just young people who are financially illiterate. Many adults don't understand the basic financial concepts that affect them every day when they're saving money or when they're using a credit card. One reason is that there's no financial education required in Washington State schools, and talking about money is often left up to parents, but parents sometimes don't have a clue themselves. April is Financial Literacy Month. Joining me in the studio, David Moore, the president and CEO at Junior Achievement of Washington, an organization that works with over 100,000 K-12 students in Washington every year. David, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, let's define those terms. Compound interest. We asked this on our Facebook page, and Larry wrote, "It's interest on the new principal after adding accumulated interest to it." Is Larry right?
That's a good start.
Okay.
And I think it's important for our kids. I think when you look at the opportunity that we have today to teach our kids about financial literacy, we've had some real challenges in the past. If you go prior to the market crash of 2008, you see that personal spending versus disposable income was far above. And so what we need to teach our kids is that there are costs involved with credit cards. There are costs involved in preparing for your future. So anytime you have disposable income that is not keeping pace with your personal spending, that's a train wreck.
So why is it important to know what compound interest is? How would you use that in everyday life?
Well, everyday life, you take a look and you'll see that there's a lot of people in America today, 27 million out of 37 million who hold credit cards, 27 million of those don't pay off their credit card debt month to month. And so you see that compound interest growing. And so a lot of times kids don't understand that this will impact the amount of money that I have to spend in the future because I haven't been keeping track.
Well, but it also helps you kind of on the savings side, doesn't it? If you figure out what kind of an interest rate you're getting on your savings, that could actually yield unanticipated benefits unless you know how compound interest works, right?
That's exactly right.
We're talking about financial literacy. What you don't know about basic concepts like compounding interest can hurt you badly. And when that credit card debt starts piling up, and it can really help you when you're trying to figure out how to save. We're going to talk about that with our guest today, David Moore, president and CEO at Junior Achievement of Washington. And we'd like to hear how you learned about the basics of finance, if ever, in school from your parents. Has it come back to bite you, or did you learn the easy way? Did someone kind of guide you through this beforehand? How prepared is the average high school graduate to manage money, David?
They really are not well prepared, and I think you're seeing even in the state legislature as they are meeting now that they're looking at ways to not necessarily make financial literacy a required course, but make sure that kids and schools are focusing on the different kinds of spending and budgeting and those kinds of things. Very important. Kids coming out of school today, in fact, if you look at some of the recent studies, they show us that we're losing more kids in college. They're dropping out based on credit card debt than academic failure. And so kids are just not preparing for the future. They need better models. Their parents need to do a better job educating them. There's so many different things that we could be doing to improve our situation.
Now, a lot of this is basically math. I remember when I bought a house, I took at the end of the mortgage statement, it says how much you're going to pay for that house over the entire 30 years of the mortgage. And my goodness, that's a giant figure. You can't even imagine how that's going to pay. Another example of compounding interest. And there's a required math test here in Washington State.
Right.
And yet it doesn't roll into it basic concepts that people need to know that are basically math concepts.
It really doesn't talk much about financial literacy. And what Junior Achievement has tried to do is to work with educators to make sure that – you know, junior achievement, as you know, I understand
we'll
that
talk about that
in
yeah.
the program,
yeah.
Has been around for nearly 100 years. And we have built strong partnerships with educators throughout the state of Washington and nationwide. And one of the things that teachers are looking for from junior achievement is to really give them the hands-on application to the theory that they're taking in math or they're teaching in math. And so, to your point exactly, it's important for us to be able to give them curriculum that is applicable because they don't have that to give to the kids.
So it's not required that you learn financial literacy in high school, but I see that we have on the line James. He's giving us a call today from Kenmore, and we're going to see if we can get him on the line right now. Is he good to go, Arwin? We're going to find out in just a second. He says here he teaches literacy, financial literacy in schools, and we're going to bring him up right now. James, thanks a lot for taking the time to give us a call. I wanted to talk to you because it sounds like you do something that is not done in a lot of high schools.
I have been teaching financial literacy classes in high schools for the last, in Washington State, 15 years.
Do you feel like a voice in the wilderness? I mean, are you a rare bird?
I'm a rare bird. There are some other intrepid individuals out there and some small organizations, and JA is certainly one of them.
Junior Achievement.
Junior Achievement and a number of other organizations such as that. The problem is, there almost seems to be a bipolar reasoning from a lot of people that are in charge of our students' education these days. They do not feel that it's important enough for students to have financial education by the time they reach 12th grade. And yet your guest and many other folks out there are saying it's probably as important as learning how to drive a car, if not more.
Well, how do you get to do it then in Kenmore? How are you teaching that?
For many years, I used to be part of a couple of other organizations. I used to work for Consumer Credit Counseling Service
okay.
in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And now I work for a small credit union in North Seattle, and they are kind enough to let me go out to some of the schools occasionally these days.
So do the lights go on in their eyes when you're teaching high school students about these financial concepts? Do they get it?
They get that they are going to be facing some really, really huge challenges when they graduate from school. And maybe your guest might agree with this. I think the challenges are even more difficult today than they have been in many years.
That's a really good point, James. Hey, thanks a lot for calling in and tell us about what you're doing in Kenmore. And maybe you've got some experiences like James in teaching kids, or maybe just to tell us how you learned, how you got financially literate. Was it the hard way or the easy way? Is it more important today than it was in the past?
I really do think it is. I first want to applaud James for his dedication to this. And I also would say that the credit unions have some great programs that you can get involved with to teach your kids about financial literacy. And we work with a lot of the credit unions to do that. It is more difficult today, without question, because it's harder to find a job, for example, and kids are staying in school longer. They're living with their parents longer. Our studies show, just recent studies as of this year, that there's been a great increase in the number of kids who plan to stay living with their parents for a longer period of time just because the job might not be available and they haven't put the savings aside to be able to prepare for their future. But let me make one thing very clear. Self-efficacy is the key behind every child's success.
What's that mean, self-efficacy?
It means that if you give me the opportunity to plan for my future, if you lay out the principles and the concepts whereby if I accept them and implement them in my life, I'm going to be successful. I'm in control of my life. I can do whatever I want. Every child has a dream. Every child has something that they want to become. And there's a huge difference between hoping that I get that job or hoping that things go well for me and being optimistic about the future and knowing if I'm prepared, if I save and I plan my education, I'm going to be successful later in life.
Well, here's the way a lot of kids learn about finances. They get an allowance from their parents, and sometimes it comes with conditions. You got to mow the lawn. Sometimes it comes with no conditions. Maybe you who are listening learned a lot about finances from the conditions placed on your allowance, your first salary, so to speak. Give me a call, 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-5869. 800-543-KUOW. It's toll-free, 800-289-5869, or you can write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. We asked this on Facebook. Michael wrote, totally, got an allowance, spent all of it playing Street Fighter II in the arcade. Woohoo! So Michael squandered his allowance. I don't know if it came back to bite him later in life. Dana from the other side wrote that I used a popular method of giving my child $1 a week for each year of age. Then there was guidance for savings and spending and sharing. I paid in quarters for a long time so we could make cool piles. And we went to the credit union together to deposit the savings. When it comes to questions about how you can teach kids through an allowance, David Moore, what's your advice?
Well, I think the allowance is a very important thing to implement with your children. But I think an allowance is a very small component of the overall financial literacy. There's so many more things that we need to be preparing our kids for. And again, if you go back to the studies show that affluent children that come from affluent families don't necessarily do any better than the rest of our children. It's simply because parents may give them, say, by giving them an allowance, this is going to give them all that they need to prepare. It's just a very small part. And so what I would say is we need to get our kids involved in sequential learning programs that teach them financial literacy. I do go back to junior achievement.
Sure.
And say, you know, in the programs that we offer K through 12, we weave into that financial literacy concepts all the way through so kids know, even understand the difference between needs and wants and how to prepare for that.
And let's talk a little bit more about that, David Moore, with Junior Achievement. They work with 100,000 K-12 students. And I was involved in Junior Achievement back when I was in junior high school. My father insisted I get involved in it. And as I recall, we were making toaster pickers. You got two tongue depressors and a block of wood in the middle. I think this is so long ago that toast didn't pop up from the toasters. You could burn yourself. So I manufactured these toaster pluckers and had to try to go out and sell them. As I recall, the business did not do super well. But obviously, Junior Achievement is more than that now when it comes to these basic concepts.
Well, it is. And I would tell you, I was in JA about that time myself. I made potato skewers.
And how'd you do? How'd the potato skewer business
actually, I won a national sales contest on selling potato skewers. So I think it allowed me to really get the concepts down of how to present my product and how to sell it.
See, David, here's why I'm in public radio and you're a Junior Achievement. That's the explanation right there. You're better at it than I was. But beyond these kind of real life little businesses that Junior Achievement does, tell us a little bit about how you work with kids in school.
Well, as you know now, that when you're involved in the program, it was an after-school program working with high school students. Now we believe that it's more important or critically important to impact our kids at an earlier age. So let's give them some hands-on experiences, even in kindergarten and the first grade. Let's teach them that, you know, it's important to be responsible. It's important to make good choices.
What do you teach a kindergarten kid? That seems really young.
That is very young.
What do you start with?
What do you think about? Needs and wants.
Mm-hmm.
And if a child understands early on, we'll give them a series of lessons, flashcards that we show the kids. And we have business people that go in the classroom and work with these kids, and they love it. But you will show them a picture of a house and talk about how that's a need. You'll show them a picture of a dog or a puppy, and they kind of think that's a need too on occasion. But the reality is at the end of that exercise, we show them a picture of a cap and gown and say, what is this? That's my diploma. I'm graduating. I'm going to be successful by staying in school. So that's what you can teach a first grader.
You know, it sounds as though if you teach kids that and they go home and their parents aren't reinforcing that or maybe even acting in the opposite way, it's not going to stick. Do you also work with parents?
Well, we do. And in fact, I would like to tell your listeners that if you as a parent are interested in teaching a Junior Achievement class at your own child's classroom, go to Junior Achievement or JAWashington.org, and we can sign you up to go in the classroom to work with your kids. Or if you want to learn more lessons that you can teach your kids, go on to JA.org, and there's a variety of simulation games you can play with.
David Morris with me, the president and CEO of Junior Achievement of Washington State. We're talking about literacy, financial literacy, and I want to go to Karen. She's listening to us today in Woodinville. Maybe you've got some ideas on how to work with kids or lessons that you learned the hard way or the easy way about financial literacy. Karen, thanks so much for giving us a call this afternoon. It says here you saved in fourth grade.
Well, yes, I had the opportunity in fourth grade. There was the branch manager for our local Bank of America came and spoke with all the fourth graders, and told us about their savings program, and we had the opportunity that it was a choice to open an account or not. I chose to, and so for every week in fourth grade, we had the opportunity. We had a little envelope in the classroom with our name on it, and we had the opportunity to put whatever we wanted in that envelope. Once a week, the a bank representative would come and pick it up, so we didn't even need to go to the bank.
So, what did you learn from that experience, Karen, and how have you carried that into your later life?
Well, I continued to save through elementary school. By junior high, I was making my own trips to the bank. I saved my first $100. I bought my first vinyl record player with that money. I continued to save through college. And in fact, my senior year, Bank of America sent me a credit card, which I was
not excited. Uh-oh, here comes trouble.
I cut it up in protest because Bank of America was investing in South Africa and supporting apartheid. But I did save through college with Bank of America.
It sounds as though you learned thrift.
I did.
Karen, thanks so much for telling us about that. So starting young with a bank account, that happened to many of us. Let's go to Tom. He's calling us all the way from Texas today. Tom, you must be listening online to KUOW.org.
Oh, yes, yes. KUOW is my home station.
Well, great. Thanks for calling from Texas. Tell me what your take is on financial literacy classes.
Well, I graduated from Mount Lake Terrace High School in the Edmonds School District in 2004, and I got great financial literacy training as part of the required curriculum, but those courses were cut my senior year. I wanted to mention two things that I think should be brought back. First off, compound interest was taught as a standard part of the math curriculum for all graduating seniors. So that's easy because we did it. The second part was a class called Contemporary Living, in which we had to be able to balance checkbooks, fill out job applications, do mock interviews. We had to look up houses on the internet, figure out how much we'd pay for them, if it were a 30-year fixed, 15-year fixed. This was all part of the graduation requirements. And I was very literate by the time I graduated, and it was literally cut my senior year. And I think it's tragic because there were so many essential skills that were taught then. And it's just a tragedy that that's gone. I think it should be brought back.
Well, there you have it, a testimony from Tom calling from Texas today. Let's go to Ben, who's calling from up in Bellingham. Ben, it looks as though you were not as well prepared as some of our other callers for the financial realities when you got to college.
Oh, yeah. So I, in high school, had an assembly that basically they came in and talked to us about establishing credit and what that meant. And that was basically the end of that. That was freshman year, and there were no classes offered on taking any type of home planning or anything of that nature. And then when I got to college, that was when there was an actual math class that was exactly what you guys have been talking about. It was, you learn compound interest, you learn about mortgages. And I really feel like I see in my environment how something so intrinsically ingrained in our society that is going to affect you, whether you're literate in it or not, really has affected the generation I'm a part of, the college students of this generation, because we really just haven't been adequately prepared. We don't know how to manage finances.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, thanks a lot for telling us about that. We're just about out of time with our guest today talking about this, David Moore, president and CEO of Junior Achievement of Washington. You know, budgets at schools have been cut back. They're talking about putting more money into schools. Do you see anything happening aside from the work you're doing in Junior Achievement? And we heard from a caller who's donating some time to a school, that's going to change this equation?
You know, all really great questions. I do want to mention that there is a concern at the highest levels in state government that we want to, and the school districts are wanting to implement more financial literacy programs. I want to mention a program called FEP, which is Financial Education, Public and Private Partnership, which Representative Santos has been very engaged with. And there's a bill in our legislature right now that will create a focus and create awareness for the need for financial literacy.
So, and can people contact you at Junior Achievement if they're interested in finding out more about how they might be able to get some of this for their kids?
Yeah, absolutely. And right. I gave you two websites, one, jawashington.org and ja.org. And I think both of those will give you an opportunity.
Great. Easy to remember, too, jawashington.org for the state one. Hey, David, thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate it. David Moore, the president and CEO of Junior Achievement of Washington. From KUOW, I'm Ross Reynolds.